Surah Yusuf, verses 58 to 68.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We are on page 337, the 13th juz of the Quran, ruku number 7 of Surah Yusuf, commencing at ayah 58. This part of the story is about the widespread famine and the first visit and meeting of Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers with him. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Waja'a ikhwatu Yusuf fadakhalu alayhi fa'arafahum wa hum lahu munkirun. We continue with the story. After assuming authority and taking control of his responsibility, Yusuf alayhi salam began overseeing the cultivation of crops and its storage as it was harvested. The famine began exactly after 7 years, and its effects were widespread. Upon hearing that grain was on sale in Egypt, people came from far and wide to obtain necessary supplies. And the effects of famine spread as far as Canaan, that is where Yaqub alayhi salam was located. So with the exception of Binyamin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers came to Egypt. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ And they entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam. فَعَرَفَهُمْ He recognized them. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ But they were totally unaware of who he was. Yusuf alayhi salam was able to identify and recognize them because they hadn't changed too much in that lengthy period. And also because he had a strong feeling that the famine would ultimately lead them to Egypt. Similarly, in the initial exchange with them and from asking a few basic questions, he was able to confirm their identity. He recognized these are my brothers. As for Yusuf alayhi salam, they had parted with him when he was very young. And in the years that had passed, he had changed almost completely. Similarly, they could not never have imagined that it was him before them. They sold him as a slave. Nor were they in a position to pose personal questions to someone in authority, especially since they were from a foreign land. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, next ayah 59, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ Yusuf alayhi salam adopted a policy of selling just an adequate ration of grain to each person. So when each one of them received their camel loads of grain, they told him that they had an additional brother from their father's side, whom their father had kept behind for solace after the loss of a son previously. Therefore, his camel load should also be allocated. They were informed that this was against the policy and that each person should appear in person to secure his ration. Then, when he had provided and prepared their supplies, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ Then when he had provided and prepared their supplies, he said to them, قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ He said to them, if your rations are depleted and you intend coming again, then bring along your brother on your father's side so that his ration can be given to him. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِ الْكَيْلِ Do you not see that I give the full measure that is stipulated for each person? وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ And that I am the best of hosts. So if your brother comes, he will also receive his full share and he will be hosted with total hospitality. فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ Ayah 60 فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي But if you come again and you do not bring him to me, I will conclude that you attempted to deceive me. And as a penalty for that, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي You shall have no grain from me. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ Nor shall you ever approach me again. As a result, you will forfeit your rations too. Ayah 61 قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ They replied, we will try our level best to persuade his father to send him with us. وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ And we will certainly do our best to persuade him, but the decision does rest with him ultimately. Ayah 62, وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِ And when they were going to depart, Yusuf alayhi salam instructed his servants, اِجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ Put their goods which they had brought to trade for grain back into their saddlebags, concealing it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَنْ قَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ, so that they would only recognize it upon their return to their family. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and so by witnessing this kindness and favor, they would come back. Since Yusuf alayhi salam was determined to have them return to Egypt, he made various provisions for it. Firstly, he promised them the additional camel load of grain. Secondly, he warned them that if they did not bring their brother, they would forfeit their own share of grain. Thirdly, he returned their assets so that they would remember his kindness and be prompted to visit again. Alternatively, it would also secure their comeback in the event of them experiencing severe financial constraints. Ayah 63. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ, so when Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers returned to their father, they said, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, they said, oh, our father, we were well received in Egypt, we secured our supplies of grain, but we did not manage to get Binyamin's share. And if we do not take him along the next time, مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ, we have been refused further supply of grain. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا, so send our brother Binyamin with us. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ, so that we may receive our measure of grain again. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and if you have any reservations about sending him with us, then be rest assured, we will certainly protect him and watch over him. Ayah 64. قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ, Yaqub alayhi salam said, هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ, am I to trust you with him as I once trusted you with his brother Yusuf? So my heart is not at ease, but since you assert that your supply of grain will be denied and your survival is entirely dependent on it, I am compelled to send him with you. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا, so Allah is the best protector. My watching over him is nothing compared to his protection. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and he is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. My compassion and love is nothing in comparison to his mercy. Ayah number 65. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ, and after this conversation with their father, when they opened their bags, وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ, they discovered that their goods which they had traded for grain were returned to them. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, so they said, oh, our father, مَا نَبْغِي, what more could we ask for? هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا, here are our goods returned to us in full. The king is surely magnanimous and kind, and we should return to him. However, a return means that Binyamin has to accompany us. So we will take him with us. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا, we will secure more rations of grain for our family. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا, and we will guard our brother closely. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ, and we will obtain an extra camel load of grain. ذَلِكَ كَيْلُ يَسِيرٍ, and the grain which we have brought back is a minimal provision, which will be depleted rather soon. We will require more, but all of that depends on taking Binyamin with us. Ayah 66, قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ, Yaqub alayhi salam said, under these circumstances, I can no longer refuse you from taking him with. However, لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ, I will never send him with you. حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ, unless you give me a solemn oath, مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, that by Allah you will certainly bring him back to me, إِلَّا أَن يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, unless you are totally overpowered by any situation. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ, and so they all promised, then after they had given him their oaths, he concluded, اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ, Allah is an overseer to what we have said. By this statement, he wished to impress the importance of keeping their word to him, and he also alluded to the fact that despite all planning and precaution, the taqdeer which Allah has intended will prevail. He then gave them his blessings. Ayah 67. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِي, so when they planned to travel to Egypt the next time, he instructed them saying, O my sons, يَا بَنِي, when you arrive in Egypt, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِن بَابِ وَاحِدٍ, do not enter the city all through one gate. وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ, but entered through separate gates. And this was simply a strategy to avoid or avert the evil eye or to avert any other mishap. Nazar, that these are foreigners coming. There are so many of them, they have come the previous time, they were well received, and now they are here again. So to avert, one of the reasons the Mufassirin say, is to avert the evil eye, Nazar. The reality is, although he said this, the reality is that despite all plans and procedures, ما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء. I cannot help you against what is destined for you by Allah in the least. إن الحكم إلا لله. It is only Allah who has absolute authority. عليه توكلت. And over and above this strategy, I put my total trust in Him alone. وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. And in Him, let all those who wish to put their trust, put their trust. This meant that they should not rely on plans and strategies alone. Reliance should be upon Allah, even though the means that are at one's disposal are to be employed. Last ayah, وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ. Then when they reached Egypt and entered as their father had instructed them, then their father's wish was fulfilled, and his strategy was not devised. وَمَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. His strategy was not devised to avert any decree of Allah from them. إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاهَا. It was just a desire in Ya'qub alayhi salam's heart which he had fulfilled, his care and concern, and that is what he did. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ. And he was truly blessed with great knowledge. لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. Because of what we had taught him. So he was fully aware that such plans and strategies are not effective without the will of Allah. But most people do not know that planning and strategies, as elaborate as they may be, are not independently and absolutely effective. The taqdeer of Allah will prevail, and Allah's plan is supreme. So inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ وقال لفتيانه اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظون قال هل آمنكم عليه إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه من قبل فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين ولما فتحوا متاعهم وجدوا بضاعتهم ردت إليهم قالوا يا أبانا ما نبغي هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير ذلك كيل يسير قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم فلما آتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب قضاها وإنه لذو علم لما علمناه ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته